news today, NPR has confirmed that one U.S. service member has been killed, two more wounded in Afghanistan. 2 weeks after six U.S. airmen were killed by a suicide bomber in Kabul, there will be more reporting as the day goes on.
Meanwhile, to gun violence here in the United States. Today, President Obama announced a new set of executive actions aimed at reducing the number of shootings in the country.
The United States of America is not the only country on earth with violent or dangerous people. We are not inherently more prone to violence. But we are the only advanced country on earth that sees this kind of mass violence erupt with this kind of frequency.
Well, joining us now with more is NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. Scott, first of all, if you could, can you summarize the main points of the president's executive actions today?
Well, Magda, the most significant action the White House is taking here is to try to narrow what has been called the gun show loophole, or what's perhaps more appropriately called the internet loophole these days. Under federal law, licensed gun dealers are required to conduct background checks on the people they sell weapons to, but hobbyists and collectors are exempted from that requirement. And critics say there's a small number of de facto sellers who are taking advantage of that loophole to sell significant numbers of weapons without doing the background checks and without kind of keeping the kind of records that licensed federal firearms dealers have to do. So the White House is issuing some guidance through the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms to clarify who is covered by the licensing requirement, who has to conduct background checks, and to sweep some of those de facto dealers who've been sort of hiding behind the fig leaf of being collectors or hobbyists under federal scrutiny.
Now, we played that piece of tape a little earlier from the president talking about the frequency with which mass violence erupts in the United States. And standing behind him today as he announces executive actions were people who have lost loved ones in shootings across the country. He also got quite emotional when he was talking about the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School back in 2012, calling it one of the darkest days of his presidency. A very emotional moment, but at the same time, he also acknowledged that today's executive actions wouldn't have stopped what happened in Sandy Hook. So can you talk about how he balanced that issue in the United States?
Well, let's go back to 2013. In the wake of that massacre at Sandy Hook, of course, the president spent a lot of political capital early in his second term, really tried to push through a major piece of gun control legislation and failed. That legislation stalled in the Senate, and the president has said that's been one of his biggest frustrations. Since then, gun control groups have been urging the president to use his executive authority to do what he can to narrow that loophole that's allowed for unlicensed sales without a background check. So he is taking that action. At the same time, the White House is very upfront and saying, look, this is what we can do with our executive powers, but we don't think this is a substitute for congressional action, and that's going to take a political change. It's been a major source of frustration and always an emotional topic. This is not the first time that the president has shed tears for the victims of gun violence in this country.
Well, of course, there have been reactions, political reactions to the president's announcement today. Yesterday, we heard Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump say that President Obama is trying to take away people's guns. The president himself, in fact, responded to that comment today.
Contrary to claims of some presidential candidates apparently before this meeting, this is not a plot to take away everybody's guns.
Now, in just the couple seconds that we have, Scott, what's your reaction to that?
Yeah, the reaction from members of Congress on the Republican side has been swift and strong. Paul Ryan put out a statement, and just the headline on the statement is, "Statement on President Obama's executive order to undermine the Second Amendment." Both House Speaker Ryan and Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell have accused the president of using this as a distraction from other issues, and both have promised a swift and strong congressional oversight of this. It's likely that the president's executive actions will be challenged by gun rights groups and gun dealers in courts. Right. And the real test is going to be what sort of enforcement we see going forward, not just what paper comes out from the White House, but what prosecutors actually do on the ground.
NPR's White House correspondent Scott Horsley. Scott, thank you.
My pleasure.